the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's Never O'Clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Landry and Mark Davila. You know how I always come up with names of shit? And it amounts to nothing, but I like coming up with names?
No.
You know that. So,
I don't know nothing.
One thing I came up with the other day was a dude takes thumbtacks.
What's your name, a dude?
And he throws them at people. Okay? And you know what it's called? It's called Attack Attack. Attack, because that's what he's throwing. It's an attack. An attack attack.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, we all get it.
It's fucking funny.
Don't say that in front of my old teacher, though.
Someone put a thumbtack on her seat.
Years ago, I was in fourth grade, and my teacher sat down. All of a sudden, she goes, "Oh!" And she started crying. Not because she was in pain from the tack being lodged up her ass, but because she was so hurt that someone in the class hated her so much that they put a tack on her.
It was a harmless tack attack.
Yeah, you were there, you could have said that.
Yeah, but if I said that, then she would have taken that as, you know, taking claim for the attack.
To me, it makes no sense. Like, I don't understand people liking bosses and teachers, because I don't like authority.
Well,
that's my natural thing. Like, fuck you, you're authority,
okay,
I don't like you.
I don't like authority, and then on top of that, I don't know, what is it, like 95% of authority are assholes?
Well,
because it's so rare to find like a really nice person.
It's the other way around. To be authority, you got to be an asshole. You can't be a nice guy and be authority, because it's not going to work. First of all, you're not going to.
I don't know.
You're not going to like barking out orders to people, because you're going to feel like, you know, you're an asshole. You're like, feel bad.
It's like
them.
A chicken or the egg thing, though. I don't know. I don't know what comes first. But it does happen where you have like a boss that's like a nice guy and you enjoy working for them, but they're so rare. That's why it's like a special thing. It's like, wow,
well,
this guy's really
nice. A lot
nice.
Of places
like
people get taken advantage of, though.
They fuck your boss, because it's like,
no, but you know,
he's such a nice guy and he feels so bad. If I say I want to come, he's like, well, like, I guess I could blow
you. You know what, though? When I think about it, you know, I know some people are managers and they complain, like, yeah, this person does this, that. It's like, man, if I was a manager, I'd be fucking ruling with
iron fist.
Yeah. Fuck you. The problem is, these days, I don't think you can just, like...
You can't tell people to fuck off, because they have,
like,
HR.
But you know what's
like,
weird? I've had some super shitty... Like, you've worked at that, you know, we worked together.
We worked together at FedEx. We can say the fucking name, who cares? FedEx, and this one boss was like... calling us assholes and just fucking scream the whole time.
He thought he was Arlie Ermey from fucking the Army movie.
Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just barking out orders. But I've had other ones too where just complete assholes.
Yeah. But I mean, for the most part, they can't. There's a line they have to toe.
For me, most, like, if you think about, like, another job we had together, that guy Charles at Walmart, he didn't seem like a human. Like, he didn't seem like a normal human.
I mean, technically he was a goat, but we knew what he was saying. He mostly baaed.
No, but I'm saying, like, he didn't seem like anyone that, like, you couldn't relate to him as a person at all.
Yeah, that is kind of true.
Like, he wasn't, like, he was all business, and it's like, he's just not
He's not the kind of guy you can have a conversation with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've had so many of those managers. My first manager at McDonald's, I was, you know, this little fucking 16-year-old, 17-year-old kid, and I was just like, I was so afraid of her.
Oh, God.
Like, now I'm thinking, why was I afraid of her? She was just some fucking loser who was a head manager of McDonald's. But she was the biggest bitch. She had that, like, short, like, horrible haircuts. And
you know what? Well, she had a lesbian cut.
She had a lesbian cut. She was super mean. What was her fucking name? I can't remember.
Who, Kathy?
No.
Oh, that was a different place.
This is at McDonald's. I don't remember her name. She was just such a bitch, and it's like...
But it's always like that. Everything in hindsight is, what was a big deal? I shouldn't have let that person do this. Because, like you're in school, you have the mean teachers who can fucking talk down you, but you just have to take it, and you're scared of them.
Oh, my God.
And then once you get out, it's like, who the fuck are they? They're some fucking loser.
Oh, my God. In sixth grade, I had this teacher, Dr. Tobin, my math teacher.
He was a doctor?
Yeah, I guess he has a PhD.
And he's a fucking high school teacher?
Mm-hmm.
Man, what a letdown.
Well, these motherfuckers...
You got your fucking doctorate to go to grade school?
Oh, and don't you dare call these guys mister, because they get pissed. I know. I didn't go to school to be called mister. Like, fuck you, dude. That's your problem.
Yeah, I don't care if you went to school or not. I mean, that's on you. Call you asshole.
That's why I hate. At least in college, you can call them whatever they want. They can't do shit to you.
Hey, Mr. Jerkface.
They don't have as much.
I recall some of them like to be called professor. They don't want to be called mister.
Yeah, but they can't really do, like, if I would have said to him, he would have been giving me detention. And
that's the thing, college. I'm the one fucking paying for this shit. You know what? You can kick me out of the class or something. But unless it's for a really good reason, the school's gonna be like, hey, asshole. These are the guys.
I want him out of my class. Why? He won't call me doctor.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little different when you're the one flipping the bill. When you're a kid, you know, it's like, whatever, that you know what? It's a dictatorship. It's whatever they say.
Dr. Tobin was the biggest asshole. I barely remember why I hated him so much. And I suck at math, so that was another thing. And he just was not a nice guy.
You know, the thing is, it's
and I
weird.
Never really liked dude teachers anyways. They weren't as nice.
They wouldn't, you couldn't, like, give them sexual favors for grades. Mm. And the thing is, it's weird that, in retrospect, you realize that a lot of, like, high school and grade school teachers, apparently, they didn't like fucking kids. I don't mean having sex. I mean, they didn't like kids.
Yeah.
Like, how are you a fucking teacher when you obviously don't even like kids? You're like a fucking mean old bitch.
So then, I remember...
I gotta keep an eye out for that.
I remember, like, I was so fucking annoyed by this guy. So, I was, like... Then I remember, like, a few weeks, like, a month before my grandfather died, we were really close. I went to him, and I was like... And this guy, Dr. Tobin, he's such a fucking asshole. Well, I didn't say ass. I didn't say ass.
You said fucking? I didn't say asshole, but I said fucking. I said fucking butthole.
You know, I said he's so mean and this and that. It was weird because I thought my grandfather was going to be on my side, but he said, well, you know, you just got to get through it. And I was like, what the hell is this? He's supposed to be on my fucking side.
That's a different generation.
My theory is that he knew he was dying. He's about to die, and he's like,
Maybe, but
he wasn't sick or anything. But
the older generation,
that's pretty abrupt.
They are all no. You listen to authority. They're the boss. You listen to them. It doesn't matter if they're mean or if they're wrong. They're the ones in charge.
I know, but that guy was usually on my side.
Yeah, but the younger people, we're all fuck that dude.
My grandfather wasn't even that old.
And you know what?
He was in his 50s.
I'm glad. Not that your grandfather's dead. I'm talking about some other thing. I'm glad we're like that now. Question authority. They did that in fucking Greece. Ancient Greece, man. They're always question authority. Always ask the question. Don't take anything for granted. Mm-hmm. And then we got to this, no, he's a boss. No, fuck that, man. Why?
I'm surprised places don't hire old people. Speaking of old people.
Yeah, old people. They just fucking work.
I went to fucking Burger
King. Keep their mouths shut.
And there was like a... I don't know.
Old person?
50-year-old guy back there?
That's not really old. Oh, my God. Wait, was he just working the fucking grill or something?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the fucking saddest thing I've ever
heard. I'm pretty sure we know him.
We used to work with him?
I think so.
I got to go to that Burger King.
He looks super familiar. And I was like...
Because in 1999, I worked at Burger King.
And you'd think, like, I'd laugh at them, but I don't. I get super depressed.
That is so sad.
Because I'm like, man... You know, help me, you know,
He's not even a man. I mean, managers don't make, like, you know...
No, he's just a regular dude making the food.
Even if he was a manager, it's not like they're making big bucks, but at least you're a fucking manager.
But he's just, like, white trash-looking guy with tattoo, and you could tell he's, like, 50 years old or 45.
Hey, was it the dude who was always trying to hook up with the younger girls, that guy?
It might have been him, but I think it was somebody else.
Because he had tattoos.
I don't know if it was him, but it was...
Hey, was it Garbage Eating Pete?
No, it wasn't Garbage Eating Pete.
No? Okay. Different guy.
Tell him about Garbage Eating Pete.
Guy who ate garbage. I don't know. Worked at a Burger King. He used to dig through the trash for food. Garbage Eating Pete. Oh, and he had a deal. He would, because, you know, he worked at Burger King and he was an adult, like, well, you know, in advanced years, and he didn't have money. So when the winter came, he just shut off his electricity and his gas and he just kind of froze in his apartment, you know.
That's what he did?
Yeah, I remember that. He's like, I just get a bunch of blankets and I wrap up. And that was the deal. He shut off his shit in the wintertime because he couldn't pay for all that heat.
Yeah, but if you just get the budget plan...
Maybe they didn't have budget plan back then. I don't know. I mean, this is like...
I'm sure they did.
This is fucking like in the year 2000, dude.
If you want your budget plan to be real low, for the first year you do that. You turn it off. And then you use very little. Then you turn your budget plan and it goes by, I think, what you did that first year usually.
Well, then it'll change the next year and go up again.
I know my budget plan's about the same.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. But yeah, there's a lot of scumbags working. It's just, there's no way around it. If you work in fast food and you are of a certain age and you're not management, it's, you're a scumbag. You know, and it's so fucking sad.
Wendy's, McDonald's don't seem to hire as many old people like that.
Only Burger King, yeah. Yeah.
Because it's all young, it's all like young people at McDonald's.
They understand. Like, listen, this is a fucking kid's job. This is to wet your beak. This is dipping your toe into the workforce. This is not... This is apparently, this is my job. I don't know. I'm like 50.
But I don't know. I see shit like that. I get super sad because I'm like, you know, it's not out of the realm of possibility that things get so bad that I'm like,
I know. Because you imagine yourself. It's like, what if like 10 years from now? It's like, what am I going to do for work? Even I got to fucking do something.
My fancy college degree.
I know. It's like, I need a fucking job. I can't get one. I have bills to pay. I guess I'm working at McDonald's. I don't know.
Or even if it has to be like a... Like a we need
as a second job?
Like, you know, I'm having trouble paying my mortgage or something. I got to get a second job.
So you're working the register at the, on the weekends?
Yeah.
Can I do it with a mask on? Because imagine people you know come in there with their families. Like, oh, we're missing, let's get something to eat before we go to the movies. And then there you are with number two.
The good news is that there's plenty of low-paying jobs that you aren't in the public eye.
Yeah, you don't need to go to a fucking fast food place. You want a shitty-paying job? Some production job, some factory job, some warehouse
job.
Yeah,
why is that guy working at Burger King when he can go get a pick-and-pack job, you know, for the same amount of money, maybe a little more.
Maybe even make like a dollar or two more, maybe.
Yeah, he doesn't have to be seen doing it.
I think he's
probably lazy, right?
Lazy or dumb or both, I guess. Like, fucking grow the fuck up, dude. When people you know, as an adult, when you have conversations with people, the question comes up, where do you work? What do you do?
Oh, my God, I hate that shit.
Does he fucking... Imagine if your answer is Burger King. It's like, oh, your manager? Where do you manage? Oh, no. I'm a closer. Usually I come in around 5, and then I start taking apart the broiler. I clean it real good. Then I sweep up.
Oh my God, I hate gatherings like that because I know that question's coming and I don't want to talk about it.
Well, when you're not enthused about what you do, yeah, it's
I don't
not
even
good.
If I was, I don't.
President, I don't like talking about it, but yeah,
I don't
want to
talk about that shit.
You know that'd be different if you had a fucking fancy ass job.
I guess.
Come on.
Even when I had a part, at least a, like before when I had a part-time job in radio, I didn't want to talk about that either.
Yeah, producer for the Mark and Mike Morning Show.
Yeah, I didn't want to talk about that either when I was working. Like, I didn't care. I don't want to...
Because at least that sounds better.
I've heard people say it, and it's kind of a...
Even though we know that you work in radio, you don't make shit. Those guys at McDonald's might make more than you, but it just sounds like you have a decent job.
It kind of sounds like a dumb thing to say or a douchey thing to say, but it's like, I don't think it's important what you do.
It's important who you are and the inside is...
I know it sounds stupid, but it's true, though. Why does it matter where I work?
No, when you have a shitty job, that's why you think that.
Yeah, any job.
Can you honestly say, though, if you were making six figures, you'd be have the same opinion?
I guess. I don't know. If you're making six figures, you're probably like a salesman or anything, something, and I don't know.
Yeah, so I mean, you wouldn't say the same thing.
But say you were making, you know, 50, 60 grand, I still probably wouldn't give a shit.
I mean, I wouldn't be ashamed of it, though. I wouldn't be avoiding it. I wouldn't be like, oh, shit, let me avoid this guy. I don't want to talk about it.
I can tell people whatever I want, you know.
You could lie.
You could,
yeah.
No, they're not asking, so what'd you make a year?
Yeah, no one does that.
So you could just tell
some me, assholes do.
You just, whatever you do, you just make it sound better, you know.
Well, that's how we got all these fucking custodial engineers and shit and personal assistants. You're a fucking secretary. You're a fucking janitor.
No, secretary's not a personal assistant.
Well, they kind of, like, dress shit up.
Secretary's
know what I
mean? Administrative assistant.
Oh, okay. I know. Let's dress up everything. You don't do shit. Please.
Hey, secretaries work hard, Mark.
Do they? Not all of them. It's one of my job now. They don't do shit. There's plenty of people. I don't know what the fuck goes on.
What do you mean? You work nights. There's a secretary there?
Well, during the day.
Well, how do you know what she does during the day?
Because we all fucking know. I've seen them before. I didn't always work fucking nights. I used to work days, you know?
No, you didn't.
I used to come in like 3 o'clock.
Well, you know she's not doing anything?
Because I can see them. I interacted with people during the day. The day shift overlapped.
The secretary's in the office and you see her?
Yeah.
You don't...
I used to go to the front. I used to... Well, I don't know why you need to call me a fucking liar. I'm telling you what happened.
You don't know what they do all day.
but I could see what, I didn't follow her home, and I didn't stand there next to her, but when I did have interactions, she wasn't doing much of anything. And when I asked for things that were part of her job description, she would tell me to call the 1-800 number and not do it.
Sorry, so that's one example, so that all of a sudden...
That's not one example, that's on multiple occasions when I interacted with her.
No,
on multiple occasions when other people interacted with her.
Hard, that's one example of one ex-secretary. I've been around a lot of secretaries, and they work pretty hard.
Well, I didn't say everyone.
Yes, you did! You said secretaries don't do shit! That's what you said!
Oh, did I?
Yeah!
Well, then they don't do shit. I'll stand by my word.
Because you based it on one anecdotal fucking thing.
That's how racism happened.
That's how everything happened. I'm sick of people with their anecdotal fucking bullshit. And then they'll yell at you like, no, I know. But I knew a guy died from that.
From a secretary.
It's like, man.
No, you are right. You are right. But I've just noticed that so many people are bad at their jobs. I'm almost of the opinion now that everyone is a fuck up in the world.
Tom Brady's not a fuck up.
Who?
Tom Brady, quarterback for the New England Patriots.
Did he win the Super Bowl last year?
No, he's pretty good.
He's a fuck up. He fucked up. Dude fucked up, man. Couldn't even win the big game.
What do you think of
that fuck up?
Isn't that weird about sports? Like, that'd be like you doing really good at your job, but never, like, I don't know, reaching some goal.
Like, wait a minute. Let's say I keep telling everyone I want to be CEO of this fucking company, and I rise through the ranks, and I become manager of one facility, then I become regional manager, and I'm managing, like, 5 facilities, and now I'm in corporate, and I kind of hit a ceiling where I'm as far as I'm going to get, and I never get to CEO, and everyone calls me a piece of shit fuck up because I never got to the CEO. Meanwhile, they ignore all the shit I did already. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, okay. These guys, like, not Brady because he's won 3 Super Bowls, but, like, other guys, like, they'll win, you know, they're, like, one of the best.
Even if they're not doing that, you're a fucking quarterback in the NFL. Even the worst quarterback in the NFL is pretty goddamn good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's funny.
Speaking of good athletes,
I'm a good athlete now.
I might have passed already, but we could have met Mike Tyson.
We mentioned this in the show already.
I did?
Yeah, about signing the fucking...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
...mitt. Whatever the fuck it is.
He was on the radio the other day talking about it.
Did it happen already around here?
I think it happened. It's like last weekend. Mm. But I heard he was interviewed on the radio, and I was like, well...
Yeah, you send my glove, then I punch you with it. Yeah.
We should have had him call in.
He probably would have. He doesn't, you know, he could have done some press.
You gotta talk to his people.
Yeah. That would have been interesting, though. And I would have made fun of him.
Hey, what about this? Come and find me, Mike. You can't fucking find me.
He doesn't know who I am. Fuck him.
He's a nice guy.
He is. I like him. But I tell him to go fuck himself because he can't do shit. I'm safe. What, is he gonna track me down? Please.
You tell anyone to go fuck themselves? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe. If I were in a mood, I might. I don't know.
You've never have.
I know. I never have. I want to, though.
But you never have. So that means that you don't. But you're all fucking talk.
But I'm still alive. There's hope. There's hope in my life and in my heart that I could tell someone to go fuck themselves. My life's not over.
I mean, we've been accosted by people before, and you did nothing.
I know.
But now you'll fucking talk a big game. Oh, I'd kick his ass.
I just took it. They beat me so bad. Near death. Near fucking death. And I just took it. And I said, please hit me again.
That's what I did. You run away like a baby.
Babies don't run.
Well, some do.
They're super easy to catch because they're babies. They have tiny legs.
You know,
you say you cried like a baby.
You know what I hate is these articles.
About babies.
That come out where.
Fucking stupid.
Woman in Florida dies for 30 minutes.
How do you die? It's. I think you're alive and then you're dead. You don't die for 30
it's
minutes.
It's bullshit because you're not dead.
Is no dying for 30 minutes.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, maybe she was showing no, like, you know, whatever, brain stuff. And every once in a while, and it's so exceedingly rare, you do come out of it and you're like, oh, she's fine. But it's so rare. Most times, if you're out of
it, like, wait, do you mean like they were clinically dead for a certain amount of time? Then, you know, they came. Yeah, I mean, you do hear about that shit. Like on the autopsy table, like someone like, oh shit.
No, it doesn't happen that far, bro.
Well, but you know what I mean. It's super rare, but I suppose it happens. Like, maybe, like, your signs were so low that they were just kind of undetectable.
Well, no one's really sure exactly when you're dead now. The better the technology is, the longer that you're still alive. Like,
wait, yeah, it's true. 100 years ago,
yeah, 100 years
you were fucking dead.
You know.
Meanwhile, by today's standards, like, his heart's going really slow, you know, but he's alive.
We'd like been fine, but yeah. You know, well, if he's dead, let's bury him. Meanwhile, he's not even dead.
That's why they had that thing where they would tie a string and connect it to a bell and leave it in the casket just in case you were alive.
Yeah, the bell ringer.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not fucking dead. Like, oh, shit, get the shovels.
Excuse me.
But who had to stand there waiting to hear a bell? Ding, ding. Yeah, got another one. Fuck.
Isn't that what the graveyard shift was or whatever?
I don't know.
Something like that.
Maybe.
I.
To just hang out, wonder if anyone's alive.
I don't, you know, it's like, you can't convince me, like, no, see, I saw the lights. It's like, well, that's probably just like, you know.
I imagine, well.
The brain running for oxygen. And
or, you know what, that very well could be a safety mechanism. The whole afterlife could be a safety mechanism for your brain. It knows it's shutting down. It knows it's fucking done. And you're terrified. And maybe it just fabricates this whole fucking thing. And guess what? 1 second in your brain could last an eternity in your mind. So maybe you had a whole afterlife. Maybe you fucking spent eternity with your family up in heaven for that one fucking second before you died.
They've duplicated the light in the tunnel and the light thing. You know,
with a flashlight.
The scientists have done it. So it's like, it's pretty much
toilet,
like,
empty
when the brain shuts
too.
Down, that's just what happens. So, I mean,
well, I think I've heard the theory that, yeah, the shit starts shutting down, and like by the end, whatever's left, and it kind of creates that effect, I think, something like that.
Yeah, your thoughts are probably flying around.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, brain's gone.
I was reading about, I go to this website, I've talked about the website before.
It's called HotShotWizKids.com.
Tweet Hereafter, where they show the last tweets of dead people.
Yeah, you've mentioned that, yeah.
And the one I was reading today was the sports
reporter.
Hope I
don't die.
This ESPN sports reporter. And, you know, he just retweeted something about baseball, like, you know, blah, blah, got signed today. And then, like, 3 hours later, he died. But he was 38 years old, and he died of a...
I was going to say, how did he fucking die?
An aneurysm.
Ugh. That I don't like, man.
Those fucking scare me.
Yeah, because it could fucking just pop up out of anywhere. You're perfectly healthy, and all of a sudden, bam. It's just a blood vessel in a brain popping, right?
Well, your blood vessels get too thin, and, yeah, the blood comes out and destroys the tissue.
But how would you even... How do you even test for that shit, man? How do you
know? No, well, they say that most of the times you could because it's probably in there for a while without exploding, and you don't even know it's there.
But are there indications?
Not really. Yeah. Sometimes you'll get a super, like, insanely bad headache.
Oh.
So if you ever get one of those, go to the fucking doctor right away. Like, okay. It's, like, so painful. Even if you think, well, it might just be a migraine, which I don't even know what that is, but...
I've never had.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had headaches.
My mom used to get them for a while. She stopped getting them, though. Like, I don't know what it was, but for when I was, like, you know, when a kid, she'd get it, and she'd be, like, out, down and out. Like, she'd have to lie in bed for, like, all day, because, like, she just couldn't even function.
I don't want to naysay, I don't want to talk against your mom, okay? So don't take this the wrong way.
You've never had one, how would you know?
I do have a mom.
No, you've never had a migraine.
Oh, okay, like, you know I have a fucking mother. I don't know where you got that from. But could it be that your mom was just super lazy, and she just said she had a migraine because she didn't want to deal with you fucking kids?
No, we weren't that much trouble. We really weren't.
Wouldn't that be funny, though, if that were the case? She's like, oh, my God, fuck. Oh, shit, I got a migraine. I'm going to go lay down.
I spent the majority of my child in my room.
Yeah, you were a fucking disappointment. She wanted you to go out and do something.
Nah, I wasn't.
She's still waiting for it.
Yeah, I don't know. People complain about migraines. Never had one.
Yeah, I know. Like, I don't know.
If I knew someone who did, I'd probably just get annoyed. Like, oh, you fucking idiot.
Fucking pussy. Jesus Christ.
I do get it. When people are sick, I get annoyed. When people are in pain. Like,
yeah, because you know what? I fucking hurt. We all hurt all the time, man.
Everybody hurts, as REM once said.
Yeah, he's right. I'm hurting now. What the fuck are you going to do?
Who's he? It's a band.
He. REM. Rem. Remy.
Michael Stipe?
Yeah. But, you know, like, I get fucking sick. I go to work. I'm not fucking laid out.
We all know these.
We all know these people. They're fucking sick. Okay, now I'm not doing shit for a week. Like, I'm fucking doing everything I gotta do.
Or those people were always, like, they seem
I
like,
know.
They're always sick. Or they
There's
some
always
ailment.
An illness. There's oh, always something going on.
Oh, my, I got GERD. I got a headache.
From 1 week to the next, it's something fucking new.
I've met people where, I knew this one girl. She'd have GERD 1 week, and then she's got this big fucking brace on her wrist. And then, you know, oh, I got a heartburn again. Oh, I got a bad, I got a stomach ache. Oh, I got the flu. I got It's like, all right.
Bum knee's acting up. The weather changed.
Yeah, I got to get surgery on my knee next week. I get back. My back's out.
My neck. I got a kink in my neck. You've never done any
intensive labor, physical labor in your life. How the fuck do you have a bad back? Well,
From all the laying around.
I got rear-ended last year.
Some dude fucked me so hard. Holy shit.
Oh, my God. I know so many people got rear-ended, probably in that bad of an accident, but they're like, I can't work anymore.
Oh, my God. I fucking wish. These lazy fucks, man. They luck out.
They're not even hurt.
I know they're not hurt. I got rear-ended.
I'm on a highway.
Yeah, you're going like 60 plus, right?
Yeah, she clobbered me.
Beat the shit out of you. You're all dazed.
$3,000 damage on my car. I didn't have it for a month. No, I was fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I took the next day off for work because I didn't have a car, but once I got that settled and got a rental, I was back to work the day after us.
Yeah, but if you were a fucking scumbag, guess what? You'd be wearing a neck brace for the rest of your life walking with a cane.
If I was a scumbag or just a pussy.
Yeah, both.
My back.
But you would have a fucking payday.
I know.
On the bright side of that one, you do get some cash out of doing that.
Sometimes my neck gets stiff and I wonder, like, is it going to be from that? Or is it just because I have really shitty pills, which I do?
Well.
You know, you're supposed to change your pills like every few months. I change them like every five, six, 7 years.
You know I like flat pillows. I don't like a thick pillow.
Well, wait a minute. How many do you use?
One.
Oh, my God.
One flat pillow.
Doesn't your head, like, curve down?
Okay, look at me. This is what I do. I lay on my side. My pillow goes in between my shoulder and my head. That's what I like to do. I like a flat pillow.
That's fucking dumb.
That's what I like, man. I can't. A thick pillow is too uncomfortable because my head's like up, like at an angle. Well, no,
you gotta get one that like where it's. I like to be even, perpendicular, because I can't have my neck craned down or up.
Flat, like my chest.
That's why they sell those like those contoured ones.
Yeah, fuck that, man.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I don't like it. I like a flat pillow.
And then at one time I had a chillo.
I've seen it at Target. It's just a pillow that's cool, right?
Well, yeah, it's like but it smells real plasticky. It's like, oh, maybe it's made almost out of the material like a pool toy would be out of, like a pool, you know.
Can't you just put a pillowcase on it so it doesn't
smell?
Well,
yeah, you do.
Even through the pillowcase it smells?
Yeah, and it's all right. It's cool, I guess, but it's not.
Cool as in temperature-wise or cool as like it's really good?
I didn't really care for it.
Yeah, I guess not. You know, a hot pillow isn't really one of my problems. So that's I got a lot of problems in life,
and a hot pillow.
Yeah. I don't think I'm looking for that. Like, oh shit, man! Only if my pillow wasn't so hot.
You know, I was thinking about the word ice cold. Like, you go to like the
cold is sufficient.
Go to the convenience store, it's like ice cold Pepsi. I'm like, wouldn't that be frozen Pepsi? Ice is 32 degrees.
Yeah, that is true. Ice cold.
Ice cold is
cold
frozen.
Cold is ice. That means it's frozen.
There's no difference between frozen and ice cold, really.
But just
be.
Cold is enough, because it's not warm cold.
Now they said ice cooled. That'd make more sense.
Yeah.
But this drink is cooled by ice.
Just say cold, man. It's cold Pepsi. It's cold.
Oh my God, I still haven't drank Pepsi since, 3 weeks ago? 4 weeks ago?
Has it been that long?
I think so. I should have wrote it down.
Oh man. Do you remember how sweet it tastes?
Dude.
Hitting your tongue.
Here's the thing.
So good.
I'm okay usually, but like tonight I had pizza. When I have pizza, especially when other people around, my brother and my girlfriend are like, oh, they're like guzzling Pepsi down by the bottle, and I'm like, she's like, hey, you want a sip? I'm like, no.
They torture you.
And the other day we got two cups at Burger King because I only wanted two sandwiches, but she gave me a meal anyways. I don't know why. I was like, there's nothing I can drink in there. I only drink juice and water, and juice is like every once in a while.
Juice, you can't even drink too much because there's so much sugar and shit.
Well, I don't care about that. But you
got to worry about diabetes.
I don't, well.
Or diabetes. I'm not sure how to, or diabetes.
So I don't really, I mean.
I think that's how you say it.
I had like 3 glasses of oranges in the time period. Every once in a while. Mostly just water, and I haven't had a sip of Pepsi. It's not even, like, I don't want a kidney stone again, but it's something like a,
what?
Huh? It's proven to myself that I can do it, you know?
It's a challenge for you. Personal challenge.
Yeah.
And I respect that.
Yeah, because, you know, you see people like, well, you know, I'm addicted to diet. Cigarettes are hard to give up. Like, hey.
Yeah, fuck that, man. I just quit.
Maybe I'm not physically addicted to Pepsi, but I get urged. Like, I see.
I don't know.
I see a commercial. There's a Dr. Pepper commercial. They show the pop, like, going
like
in the cup.
It's so hard.
And I'm like, oh my God, I want some cold. Because Tola tastes so good.
Yeah, I like things that taste good. Dude, you don't know. You don't forget who you're fucking talking to, man. You know I eat a fucking salad and a little bit of fruit and some protein bars the entire week.
Yeah, but you should do that for full time.
Yeah, like I said, I don't want to do it full time.
But you should.
Why?
Personal challenge.
The personal challenge is doing it for the week.
That's not much of a challenge.
It's not much of a challenge. Do that for 5 days.
I could.
All right, I'll do it. Are you going
to
do it?
No, I don't need to.
But you said you could.
I don't make rules for myself unless it's fucking medically necessary.
All
right. I've said it before. There's enough rules in this world. I'm not going to make, I can't eat meat, I can't drink alcohol. No. If I want to drink alcohol, I will. If I want to eat meat, hell, if I want to go have a glass of Pepsi right now, I will. I'm not going to feel bad about it. I'm not going to feel guilty.
Go do it, man.
No, I'm not going to because I don't want to.
Is it medically necessary?
Well, I don't. I probably.
Wait, you just said you won't do it unless it's medically necessary.
It is because the
photosynthesis.
What's that acid that's in Pepsi?
Folic.
Not folic.
Hydrochloric.
I don't know, read your can of whatchamacallit. Probably got it in there.
My fucking contacts are fucking up, dude. I can't.
Let me see that can. I can't. Blind bastard.
They're all blurry. My contact's been in too long.
I don't think they have it in this one.
Yeah, I don't know.
But whatever acid is, it can lead to more kidney stones.
Yeah, but
so I could probably get away with drinking like one bottle of weed for every 2 weeks.
Yeah, so like, you know, medically speaking, I mean, you could probably have a bottle.
But I want to go at least like 6 months or something just to really cleanse out my system.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's good. And, like, not having caffeine and shit for that long. Yeah. No, I want to, like, test myself and, like, fuck for, like, 8 hours straight.
That's without coming or with coming?
Either way. Whitney Cummings. I'm going to fuck Whitney Cummings.
She kind of vanished.
I'm glad, too. Because everyone was so fucking up on her. And her show was, like, so fucking shitty. But the thing is,
she's still producer of Two Broke Girls, which I think is still on.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. The thing about it is, I can't, like, totally hate her. Just because when I hear interviews with her, I like her. She's, like, kind of funny and interesting. But it's just the fucking network sitcom formula that makes it so hard to put out anything good. Like, I'm not saying she's not funny. I'm not saying she's not good.
I don't like her.
But go ahead, get on a fucking network and put that shit out. I mean, 9 out of 10 times, it's gonna be fucking bad. There's no way around it.
Yeah.
Now get on, like, you know, a cable network. Then you can, you know, take some chances and do something good. But yeah, she's like, I don't know if she's done. Yeah, sometimes they give you another chance.
We'll see.
I don't know. Now, if you want to give us a chance, go to hotshotwizkids.com and, I don't know, do fucking something. I don't know.
Yeah.
YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. Tell a friend, please. What?